Welcome to the Sacred Rebel Podcast. This is Sietske de Waard, I'm your host, and we will be diving into sacred leadership. It's such a beautiful subject, especially when you are creating a soul business. How can you be in a business with joy, with passion, but also with integrity, with love? How to create a beautiful life and a beautiful business from the deepest desires that you have, and how to build something that is really, really yours. So authentic expression, that's what we are going to talk into in this podcast. So grab a tea and sit down tight and enjoy the ride. Welcome to another episode of the Sacred Rebel Podcast. We are about to jump into a really, really cool subject, and that's the subject of surrender and lead. So what does that bring up for you? I know that especially when you're in a soul business, soul entrepreneurship, then surrender is such a word, such a standard you want to live by. Oh, I need to surrender more. But if you know how surrender works, then it's easier to fall into surrender, because it's always a part of a dynamic in yourself and in life and in business. So to feel surrendered, there is also a need for safety, for feeling that you are being held. And if you don't have that feeling, you will not let go of control. And if you see that in your business, then it's not that you are bad at surrendering, but it's just where have you not taken responsibility, taken the lead of your life, taken, where don't you feel that you are being led and being taken care of? That's also possible, right? So maybe you don't feel taken care of by your business, by life, by God, by yourself. And then you will never lose control, right? So we are really going to see if we can create a model for you, so you can start to see for yourself, like, hey, I still feel some control. I still feel uncertainty, unsafety. Where can I hold myself more? Where can I ask for more? Where can I heal the connection I have to the masculine energy, the energy of being taken care of? It's more, but let's keep it to this. So in this podcast, we will go into three layers. So if there's some uncertainty or unsafety, or there's a lack of surrender in some areas of being in business, then we can see if it's about taking more lead. That's number one. If it's about healing your connection to the masculine, that's two. And if that's a question of asking for more. So in this podcast, we are going into these three topics to see, hey, how can we lead ourselves or being led into more surrender in your business, so you can open and receive and allow yourself to be moved in your business instead of figuring everything out by yourself. All right. The first one, taking more lead. So if you feel in some parts of your life or business or relationships, you are not taking care of yourself, then it's a really nice idea to bring more feeling of responsibility in that part. Because if you feel for some reason a victim of your circumstances, probably there is a lack of responsibility that you have there. So maybe your clients don't treat you the way you want. Maybe you feel like you're in a situation and you don't want to be in it. Then there is a lack of leading energy in there. And so how can you take more responsibility towards yourself? And how can you create more safety for yourself by taking certain actions? So there's, for example, and I think a lot of people do this. I do that too sometimes with your finances. There is just a simple example. If you have some bills that you are not paying and they are gathering dust and you're like, fuck, I hope I can pay everything, and you already feel some nervousness around this in your body, and you start to feel uncertain, unsafe if you can pay everything. Then what you can do is take responsibility over your finances. So get those bills out of the closet and see how much you need to pay. Maybe even call the people if you cannot pay them. I don't know where you are at in your journey. Call them, you know, make an arrangement, but take responsibility, take the lead over your situation. Or at the other hand, if you feel like, oh, I have more expenses than I have income, then okay, make a list of your income or your expenses and see what you can do now to take more responsibility for your income, and so you can grow your income by figuring out what resonates the most with you. And it's not about hurting yourself by doing stuff that you really hate to do. But it depends a little bit if it's ego or if it's your truth. But yeah, I feel that's a really great way to imprint in your system. I can make myself feel safe again because I can take responsibility. I can take the lead in this. I can sort it out. I have the ability to sort my problems out. And the more you do that, the more you feel safe within yourself, because you know you can lead yourself through a difficult situation. And this is just one, right? But I mean, that could also be in other parts of business or in friendships or in your relationships. And it's a really powerful signal to yourself when you respect, or when you take care of the insecure part of yourself, and you can just see like, okay, you know what? I see I'm becoming really insecure because for example I become insecure and stressed when I don't have an overview over my finances, for example, or when I don't have overview. I think that's the basic thing. So I have learned to take responsibility over that part. When I feel it, I'm looking at the thing that I feel insecure about, and I go and create more structure, more overview, and that makes me really feel safe and seen by the leading part in me. And this creates more surrender. This creates more surrender in your body, because you can trust your own leading energy in your life. And that also, you know, it also connects to your dreams or your desires. If you constantly feel insecure if they are going to happen or not, then you need to take a lead over your life and say, you know what, I see you, I feel you, we are going to make it happen. I'm going to take you seriously, and we are going to take the first dream that you feel really insecure about. We're going to take it to the front, and we are going to sit down and see how can we start creating it. So insecurity, instability, you know, a lack of safety is a sign to just take more lead in your life. And this is how you can do it. So you can see what it's about and see how you can take more lead. And that's how you open up more. The second one is to heal your relationship to the masculine. So when you feel unsafe, and most of the time it's a combination of a few of these, but most of the time, the relationship with the masculine, if I feel a lot of people don't really have a good relationship with the masculine, like the healthy masculine. I don't know how many people you know that really are surrender to life. They say, I'm just, you know, I feel so supported by life or God. I can just open up, relax, surrender, and I know that I'm being taken care of. A lot of people don't have that, right? So there's a big distortion in what the real beautiful, healthy masculine is, and how we experience the masculine energy. And with masculine, obviously, I direct to the masculine energy in everything. I have masculine energy, even though I'm a woman. The God energy, the provider, the taking care of, the holder, the masculine energy. All right, so I have a really specific example of this playing out. So I have been living on, I have given myself some time to build my business and to sustain myself in this. And I have felt a lot of insecurity about me being able to bring in more money. And so what I continuously said to myself was, you don't have what it takes to provide for me. You don't have what it takes to provide for me. Or the universe doesn't provide for you. Like, life doesn't provide for you. A combination of both. I notice when my healthy energy of the masculine, my leading energy is more integrated, then I also feel more supported by life. So I feel these kind of connect to one another. But anyhow, if you continuously say to yourself, I don't know if I can provide, if I can get more people in, if I can pay my bills, if I can, if I can provide for myself, there is a distrust in the providing energy within you, right? Or within life. So in some way, you have begun to believe that you cannot take care of yourself. You can, if life doesn't take care of you, there is a lack of being taken care of. And that's probably a piece that feels really, or has had experiences that showed them that they weren't being taken care of as a child or as an adolescent, as a child or a teenager. And yeah, it's a really beautiful practice to start feeling in these parts that really don't trust that provider energy, and start taking care of that part and start healing the wound that is behind it. And it's really beautiful what comes out on the other side when you do that. It starts, you know, the stories you have start to unravel, because the tension is releasing, and the true reality comes out, and you start to see like, oh wait, I was believing this, but actually it's not true. And then your past self is being merged with this self, the self that does feel that she can support herself, that does feel that she has her back no matter what. And then it starts to open up and relax. And I feel this is a beautiful thing to do when you have a lot of stress around being taken care of in your work, in your money, in your business. Because I feel, I don't say that you cannot do a side job or something, because it can be really helpful and healing as well. But I also feel that sometimes a lot of stress around money and being taken care of is a little bit deeper than just taking a job and then it's done. Obviously, it can be a decision that comes from healing your wound, but I feel it's also really helpful to address the wound that is really triggering a lot of unsafety in yourself. Because why don't you feel that you can count on yourself and take care of yourself? I feel it's much deeper than a practical solution. I don't think that's what I want to say. Let me check. It's much deeper. There's much more going on when you feel so in survival mode in your business than just a practical solution. That's what I want to say. So I don't say that you cannot have or look for a practical solution, but I would also suggest, like, hey, can you open up that really hurt, address that really hurt part of yourself that feels so unsafe and so in stress that it doesn't that feels so unsafe to open and to relax and to just surrender. I feel there's a lot of wisdom behind that pain. And yeah, it's just an invitation to also address that part, besides taking responsibility over your over your quote unquote problems. It's both. It's both feeling the wound and healing your relationship with your provider self, and provide. That's like double healing. And yeah, that's my second solution. I have been in a lot of healing the masculine phases in my life, especially with business. I come from a broken family, and my parents separated, and I'm not in contact with my father at this moment, and that has left a really big scar on my heart, on my body, I won't say heart, and it comes up in several phases of creating my business. And you know, every time I address a part of this really big distortion of not feeling supported, being taken care of, the more I feel secure in myself and in my business and in my ability to always provide for myself. And that's really great and powerful. I've never had that in this amount. Yeah. So, and that gives also a lot of security in life. Really feel that life has got my back. All right, number three. I also love it when you just share what you feel in your body, what comes to your mind when you hear all of this, and what you feel lights you up in your body. And always love to just connect with you guys, guys, women. And you can do that always in Instagram. I love to hear from you. It's sacredrebels.academy on Instagram, and I love to just chat about what you have felt, or what you have opened, or what opened, or anything that comes to mind. So the third one is really cool. The third one is ask for more. All right, and this is going into a second dynamic that's opening up after, you know, being in the lead of your life and being surrendered to life. That's one dynamic, and the other dynamic is the dynamic of the lead and the submissive dominatrix. So, I don't know if you know the submissive, I don't know, what's the SM world, let's say SM world. But anyway, you have this in the SM world, you have the dominant and the submissive, and they have a role play, and the cool thing about this is also this plays out in all of life. You know, you have a dominant and a submissive, and also in your business you have the you want to be in surrender, and you have the leading energy in your business, in your body, in life. And this also this SM world plays out in your business. And it's really cool because you can also have the submissive dominatrix, and that's the archetype of, yes, I'm in surrender to you, to what God asks me to do or what my business asks me to do, I can surrender to it, right? But I don't have to, like, you know, accept everything that comes my way. I can, as a surrendered being in business, I can also demand, all right, great, yes, let's do this. I'm all in for my mission, but I also have some standards. I also have some demands that need to be taken care of. So I have a minimum wage I want to have. I want to live in this and this, in this and this circumstances. I need to be provided for, or else I won't be in this game. Yeah, basically. And that's without force, right? You don't have to force this, because, you know, if your business cannot give that to you, all right, then we'll build a different business. Or if the universe, I don't know, if you cannot, or your boyfriend cannot provide, all right, then it's okay. Maybe I can find that in another person that can give it to me. So, for example, maybe your boyfriend doesn't give your need for adventure, but your friends do. But if it needs to be in the relationship, then maybe the relationship isn't the right fit. But that's obviously something that you have to decide. But there is a part in the submissive, I am opening myself up and I'm just going to receive. There's a part where you decide the standards, and that's there. On that spot, it becomes really fucking cool, because then you can play a little bit with life and with the business. You can say, you know what, I would love to, I would love to receive this and this and that, and or I would love to receive this and this and that, or I would love to receive this and this and that. Three options. Here, pick and choose, right? And then just see what happens. Or, you know, I need a minimum of this. Here you are. Now I'm opening up to what you give to me, but this is my standard. Right, so you can start creating a life for yourself in surrender, but also getting what you desire and what you need in this relationship. It's not all about you opening up and you just receive everything that comes your way. No, you have the power to say, you know what, no, this doesn't work for me in this dynamic. I don't want to open for you. I don't want to surrender to you. So what we see in the surrender and lead situation, it feels like the submissive, like the surrendered one, is the one that lacks power. But it's not true, because you have a lot of power, because you are actually the one that decides how this game is going to play. You are creating the circumstances in which the game is set, and that's so cool about this dominant and submissive play. Because if you have if you can also dominate back, I don't know if you can follow still, but if you also can take the lead of what you want and what you desire in this relationship, then yeah, it's really cool. Then it becomes sort of a play of, you know, being dominated and being surrendered and submissive to, hey, wait a minute, I want it this way, and then turn around the tables and play. You know, it's a play. And also in business, it's a game. It's playing with, hey, cool, yes, ooh, I would love to have this amount of people in my workshop, Or I would love it if this kind of person would be in my workshop. I would love it if I have a side hustle. I would love it if you do it like this, or my business feels like that, or if my marketing feels really soft and beautiful and playful and loving. I would love it if I'm in business with more intentionality. I would love it if I feel nurtured by my community. I would love it if I feel this and this way, supported in this and this way, and then the reaction of life will happen. The reaction of you will happen. Okay, you know what? I want to feel more, supported and nurtured by my community. What can I do to take that lead? So the masculine in this dynamic is the one that's going to feel into what's desired, what is asked, what the desire or the wish is from your being, and then it's going to, see how can we support you in this? How can we give it to you? How can we give it to you? Can you feel that? That's so cool, right? And that's the play. Like, hey, can I ask more? Can I ask for more? But not in a like a demanding, forcing way, but in a, I know what would open me up to more love, to more connection, to more beauty. Yes, that's awesome. So yeah, that's a really big mouthful, right? So it's a, I, yeah, we talked into a lot here. Just feel into what is most alive for you, and what you can implement directly out of the three, which one feels most alive to you, and implement that. Start experimenting with, oh, what is it actually that I desire and need? How can I start playing the game or of asking for more and see what kind of reaction the universe gives me? Or, hey, I feel a lot of pain in my business. How can I heal more so I can relax? Hey, where do I feel a little bit stressed or a little bit like wobbly? Hey, where can I take the lead more? Where can I lead myself stronger? Where can I take more responsibility? Yes, and that's it. That's it. That's how you can do this. That's how you can play this game of the feminine and masculine within business. It's really fucking great. This understanding these dynamics in my business helped me for so many problems that I encountered in my old business, my old business. it just made my life a lot easier and more open and more joyful. And if this feels like you want to go deeper into the tantric arts in business, especially with the feminine and masculine dynamics, there's a really cool thing coming up. It's called the Tantric Business Hub, and it's kind of work group, play group. It's 8 times in June and July, starting from June 27 to, I don't know, August probably. There's 8 dates. In 4 of the dates, we are going deeply into the feminine dynamic, and then the masculine dynamic is the week after that. So it's feminine, masculine, and this will help you with a lot of stuff. So there's the leading and surrender dynamic we are going into. Then there is the erotic nature, which I, well, the erotic nature and the building structures, the energy holder archetype. Then there is the dominatrix and the caregiver, which I already talked into just now. And there is another one I don't know anymore, allowing in and director, the director. So it's like a few energies that work together, and they help you so much in creating a healthy, sustainable, but also loving business, and being more relaxed in it, and being more open and surrendered and loving. And it just helps you grow your business in a way that feels natural and sustainable and loving and deeply, 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 deeply nourishing. All right, yeah. So if that feels like something that you would like to have, if you want to get out of all the pattern behavior, like sticky, I have to start doing my marketing, but you know, go more into, I open up, I feel my life force, you know, I feel it creating my business. Ooh, this feels great. You know, if you want to shift to that paradigm, you're absolutely welcome. It's 1295 at the moment, and there are only 6 spots because it's like this self-learning mastermind kind of work group, and we are creating this curriculum together. So we are going into the embodiment of the dynamic deeper, and it's tailor-made to what you need in this dynamic. So it's really awesome. I'm really excited for this. If you don't feel attracted to this one, follow me on Instagram. There's a lot happening in the coming weeks. There's also a business model creation course coming up that's more aligned to your feminine being. So yeah, feminine being coming alive through your business, and your essence coming alive through your business, business model, and some other things. So go ahead to Sacred Rebels Academy, sacredrebels.academy, and find me there and say hello. That's what I always really love, to be in connection with you. Thank you so much for listening, and I'd love to hear back from you what this opens for you.